Randy Couture joins us on Sports Byline, actor, former UFC champion, and former United States Army sergeant, also inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. First UFC fight was a win back in 1997, and he fought for 14 years, and he has competed in a record 16 title fights. Randy, I remember you from back up in the Seattle area. You went to Linwood High School. You were a state champion in wrestling. What was it about wrestling that kind of bit you?
Well, I think I got into it for the wrong reasons. I was trying to get my father's attention. I'd heard my whole life what a good wrestler and tough guy he was. And so I figured if I turned out for the team, maybe he'd pay a little more attention or come around a bit more. It didn't work out, but I found my calling. I found my place, and I wrestled all, you know, from the age of 10 all the way through school, through the Army and into college, and wrestled for the national team for a long time as well. So, you know, things work out.
You were involved with wrestling in a lot of different ways, Greco-Roman wrestling, UFC wrestling as well, and then, as I said, in high school. Tell me a little bit about the different levels of wrestling, and what were the ones that you found interesting as you moved along in your career?
Well, obviously, it started in junior high school in folk style or scholastic wrestling. Was a one-time state champion in Washington State, which didn't get me much recognition on the national scale. Didn't really get any scholarship offers or anything like that out of high school. Ultimately ended up in the Army wrestling, and thought wrestling was done for me, but, you know, peak of the Cold War, 5 million soldiers stationed in Central Europe, you know, concern about the Russians coming across the border and all that sort of thing. A lot of very active sports programs to keep morale up and keep the guys focused in theater in Europe. So ended up winning a U.S. Army Europe championship in freestyle and Greco-Roman wrestling, and that was my first real exposure to the Olympic styles, freestyle and Greco. I was enamored with both of them. Big focus in the military for Greco, and our coach was a Greco guy. The Marine Corps was the team to beat back then, and a lot of very high-level, tough Greco-Roman wrestlers on the national stage and international stage. So are not our favorite style in the U.S. We're more collegiate and freestyle wrestlers. So we had only had, I think, one world champion and only a couple of Olympic medals in Greco. And so I saw an opportunity to potentially be that next guy, the guy to win a world championship in that style, and focused a lot on Greco. And fast forward through college and after college, you know, wrestling for the national team, but as it turned out, ended up in a cage fighting, and using years and years and years of wrestling mindset and training in that venue. And Greco is one of those styles that translates very well to mixed martial arts. So it turned out I didn't realize it when I was focused on it, but it worked out in the end.
You know, Randy, it's interesting when you think about and look back upon your career and the things in your life that kind of have affected you. You mentioned about the dad trying to get your dad's attention. There was probably some anger built in there. Then you think about the military and the single-mindedness of being a soldier. And then you think about your connection to wrestling and everything. Do you kind of smile a bit? Was there any other way you could go?
Well, you know, I think you end up where you need. You find the people you need. You meet the people that are most important to you in those times of need. And those coaches were important guys in my life, taught me that work ethic along with my mother, kept me on the straight and narrow, kicked me in the butt when I needed to be kicked in the butt. And certainly at 19, joining the Army and the attention to detail, the discipline that I learned through training and being a soldier for 6 years affected my view of the world and me as a person pretty significantly as well. So those are things I'm thankful for.
Are you also oriented toward the fact that when you talk about UFC, when you talk about the type of wrestling that you did, it really came down to what Randy Couture did, not like team sports where you have to rely on the pitching or the catching or quarterback and everything else. That individuality and the individual performance is really something that I think is interesting in sports. Were you pleased to be competing in a sport in which you knew you determined the outcome?
I absolutely love that. That was certainly something that attracted me to wrestling and kept me in it, was the individuality of it. And I think it's a microcosm of life in some ways. You're going to get out of it exactly what you put into it. You have no one else to blame but yourself for the mistakes or for not doing the work or not being prepared. And I love that about wrestling and ultimately about fighting too. It's that same mentality. I'm the one that has to walk up in that cage and you know, sometimes do it in front of 20,000 people. That being said, I think, you know, my teammates, those coaches and teammates that I've worked with over the years were just as important as my own mindset and willingness to do the work. Those are the guys that pushed me, you know, made me better, forced me to work. For, you know, if I wasn't getting punched in the face or tapped out on a regular basis, then I probably wasn't getting any better. And that was direct correlation to those guys I was on the mat with every single day.
You were the first of only five fighters to hold two UFC championship titles in two different divisions. And you went up against some pretty tough guys. And when you take a look at where that sport is, UFC is today, are you concerned about the entertainment aspect of it coming in and maybe ruining the purity of that?
Well, I certainly hope that camaraderie and sportsmanship never leaves our sport. And we see a lot of guys being marketed and pushed because they can run their mouths pretty well. And some of those guys are backing that up in the cage and some of those guys aren't. But we definitely are going through some growing pains as one of the fastest sports on the planet. You know, you can find one or two organizations that are putting on and promoting fights just about every single weekend now, where, you know, back when I started in 97, I think there was 8 shows a year, and they spent some time building stars and kind of creating a vested interest, whether it was a guy like Tito, who you knew was going to talk, but, you know, or a guy like myself who didn't say a whole lot. You got a chance to get to know those guys and what made them tick, and it created that vested interest in seeing them win or lose. And I don't feel like they're taking the time to build those stars now. I mean, we've got some great guys in the sport, guys like Tyron Woodley, Michael Chandler. There's a whole slew of them that are amazing athletes, but not really getting a chance to see behind the scenes, see what makes them tick, you know, figure out whether someone I agree with and want to like, or someone that maybe I don't want to like. And I think that's a big part of the sport.
Randy, I've found it interesting over my years of interviewing athletes. I've always found that pro athletes want to be in acting, and I found actors want to be pro athletes. Now, you made the transition into acting. I mean, you take a look at your credits, Expendables 1, 2, and 3, Set Up, Hijack, episodes of Hawaii 5-0, and you've got another movie coming out. Tell me a little bit about how that developed in your life.
Well, it's certainly nothing I ever saw myself doing. I was never in the school plays or into drama or any of that stuff. I think I played Tiny Tim in the 6th grade Christmas play, but that's about it. And so it was something new. Athletics opened the door. In 1998, they were doing a film called Cradle to the Grave with Jet Li and DMX. They had a big cage fighting scene, underground cage fighting scene in that film, and they wanted some authentic cage fighters for the scene. So myself, Chuck and Tito all got the call if we'd be interested to come for a week and shoot this scene in this movie. And that was my first time on a set. It's kind of like going to Oz and getting to pull back the curtain and see the guy back there pulling the levers and making all that fire and all that stuff happen. And it was pretty intriguing, and immediately went out and found an agent, started taking some acting classes and trying to get better jobs. I thought it was something that I could do for a while, and certainly able to juggle it around fighting and wrestling, which came first at that time. But I feel like I'm just getting better. Every time I get to go out, I learn a little more. I sharpen some new tools. And odd, you know, as an athlete who spent his whole life boxing up his emotions and kind of pushing them to the side and staying focused on the task at hand, whoever that was standing across the mat of the cage, now they kind of want you to get in touch with those things and find ways to emote real things and tap into real feelings and tell the truth while you play a character, which is intriguing and fun.
In about 30 seconds, tell me about the discipline of wrestling and also the discipline of acting. Do they affect each other? Did you learn something from each that helps you?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of things that transition. I think being coachable, having an open mind, being diligent and prepared, knowing your lines, knowing your cues, Obviously, I think I bring a physicality and authenticity to some of the roles, which is how you get into a film like Expendables. But I think there's a lot of things that transfer from that wrestling and fighter's mindset to acting. The grind of it, it's long physical days, and you know you got to stay on point. You got to be ready to go.
Tell me a little bit about the new movie, The Row, which is a new sorority slasher. Tell me about this.
We shot this last year in Palm Springs. Lala Kent plays my daughter in the movie. I'm dropping her off at college, and kind of some emotional things there with the daughter and the struggle of being a single dad and raising a daughter and also being a detective. And some dead bodies start turning up at college, and so I got to kind of juggle between the two hats, being a dad and figuring out who's killing these females. So it's a fun role. I think it's a fun movie. I think a lot of people are going to like it.
I want to thank you for spending time with us and talking about your life and about your career. I've known you since you were up in Seattle, so it was nice to reconnect with you. Take care, my friend. You're welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline.
Much appreciated. Have a great day.
Randy Couture with us. Again, actor, former UFC champion, and former United States Army Sergeant. We continue on America's Sports Talk Show.